Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back. You're back to the bar with Christy and Kelly.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I'm Christy.
I'm Kelly.
And we just wanted to start off this week's episode by thanking all of our new Patreon subscribers. This
yes,
is fun.
It's exciting.
Yeah. So we're doing some after show content, some exclusive content over on Patreon. It's patreon.com/backtothebar. And I just wanted to give a quick shout out to all of you who went over there and subscribed. We have this week, we have Jacqueline, Ashley, Amy, Julia, Pam, Alexandria, Austin, Gina, Alicia, Mia, Brooke, Gabby, Gabrielle, Jessica, Kiera, Brianna, Emily, Danielle, Michelle, Rachel, Ania, I believe, Peyton, Andy, Elaney, Madeline, Maya, Jackson, Ariel, Justin, Jessica, AJ, Bella, Gina, Kara, Jane, and Anne. So thank you all so much for subscribing.
Thank you. I love that there's some boys' names in there.
I know.
I love that.
Me too. Me too.
Fun.
So if you want to join the Patreon party where every week you're going to get an exclusive after show, plus each month exclusive never before seen video or photo content, and you have the option of watching us in video, jump over to patreon.com/backtothebar. And bar is spelled like a ballet bar because we're not just lushes.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know either. So Cal, this has been really, really fun because the podcast has now premiered and we're in all the ranks and ratings.
Yes.
It's crazy.
How exciting is that? Who would think that people would want to listen to us, two bitches, 11 years later? You know, it's like crazy. Like,
I know. And then not only do they want to listen to us, but then the comments and the reviews that people are leaving, they're like, you're the two aunts that I wish I had.
I love the comments. Everybody needs to write some more comments because I love to go on there and listen. They're just so sweet.
They're funny. They're cute. They're like
oh, you made my life.
Yep.
my life is complete because you did this podcast.
The podcast I never knew I needed.
Yeah. So cute.
And now everybody's going back and they're like, we need to rewatch this week's episode before you guys recap it. So this is going to, I think, turn into like a big fun party.
Yes.
Speaking of parties, I got Brooke's coffee, her birthday cup.
She wrote me, I
haven't tried it yet. I opened it yesterday. I'm going to try it tomorrow morning, but she wrote me the cutest note.
Did she?
Yeah. She said, how did she say it? She said, to my second mama who taught me the importance of celebrating life with my mom. She's like, I learned how to party.
She had the two best teachers.
I know. It was really cute.
Funny.
I kept that one. I was like, oh, Brooke.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Well, I'm proud of her. I love her little entrepreneurial spirit. Yes. So good for her. So happy. Okay, well, this week we have quite an episode to get into. So I'm so over the place, because I have to say, so when it's your week or my week to recap an episode, it's a lot of work.
It is.
It's a lot of work to sit there and write all this stuff down. Plus you have to like watch it with a fine tooth comb. But do you watch
it? Well, I don't watch it with a fine tooth comb. You do.
I do, because I want to see all the shit in the background.
Oh, not me.
Oh, I do.
I just want to get through it.
Yeah.
Just let me know what's happening and that's, I'm good.
All right. Well, I liked this episode. So this is actually one of the very first episodes, because I honestly have seen, not intentionally, but I have seen a lot of the footage from the first two episodes a couple of times, because they were like the first ones. And so people like they'll pop up. Mm-hmm. This is one that I really haven't seen more than once, really anything from it.
Yeah.
So I was watching it completely not remembering it at all. So it was kind of like I had surprises everywhere, which there are some surprises in this one.
Yes. I hate this one. It's like we alternate weeks.
I know.
Who's going to be tortured, me or you? Last week it was you. This week it's me.
Oh, and next week it's me.
Gosh.
But before we do that, we're forgetting the most important part.
Our drink.
Our drink. What's your drink?
Mine is.
I can't wait to see.
A frosé.
Look at you.
Look at my, I don't know if you could see it. Let me see if I can pull my phone up.
You have a duck?
Yeah, a little rubber ducky in there. Ain't he cute? My God, I just spilled this shit all over my bed. Damn it.
You have a, where did you get that tiny duck?
Isn't he the cutest little thing?
He is the cutest.
I got him at a bar down here.
And you stole him?
He was mine.
Oh.
I came with my drink.
You kidnapped the deal,
and I took it home though. That's so cute.
That is the cutest. Okay, so I love that you've stepped up your cocktails. Okay, you ready for mine?
Yes.
All right. So
is it a cheerleader drink or something?
Kinda.
Oh my God,
mine
you're an ass.
Is a pineapple upside down cake.
Okay, those are my favorite.
I know.
Why is yours so dark?
I got a little.
Did you
aggressive.
Put too much grenadine in there?
I got a little aggressive with the grenadine.
I drink that. That's my go-to drink.
Look,
I don't know if you know that. I drink those all the time.
Why? Well, I know your go-to drink is a dirty martini, the dirtier the better.
I like those, but this is my new go-to one down here because it's like fruity. Like a dirty martini is kind of
a nighttime
in the hot sun. Yeah.
Yeah. This
so
is a
I get those, but I don't get it with grenadine. I ask for it without the grenadine. It's not as sweet.
Yes. I got a little aggressive with the grenadine.
I see that. Because mine are like white.
Yeah.
Mine are just white from vodka.
And pineapple juice.
Yeah. I asked for just a splash of that.
Just a tip. A splash.
Just the tip.
The tip. So that's my pineapple upside down, because we're doing upside down.
Well, I'm doing one of those. We're going to have a repeat because those are my favorite.
I actually knew that.
Did one of those. Yeah.
I actually knew that. Look, do you want to see me tie this cherry stem in a knot with my tongue? Because I can.
Doesn't that mean you can do something sexual? I think that's what that means. I can't do it. I don't do that.
Sorry, I know. That's to go with my thigh highs from last week.
Yes.
Oh, God. So, no, I don't have a cheerleader drink, but I have an upside down pineapple upside down cake or pineapple upside down.
Oh, I get it now because the dance was called upside down. Oh, my God. I didn't get that.
Kelly.
Oh, God almighty.
Look, my refill pitcher is a little bit lighter, though.
Mine's in the freezer.
Oh, so that's
I'm
smart.
Gonna have to like excuse myself to go get my refill.
Well, I figured out I don't have a cute pitcher, I don't have a cocktail shaker, and I don't have martini glasses. Who
I don't
am
have anything
I?
Here. I all my shit's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So wow. I have nothing here.
We're
I need
have
to like
order
go.
It.
Yes, I'm gonna have to go get some cute glasses and
yes. But I like your duck.
He's cute, huh?
He's the cutest. And he's pink.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's get into episode 3. So episode 3 is called Cheerleader Blues, and it premiered on July 27th, 2001. And the group dance this week is Ups and Downs, hence Pineapple Upside Down Cake.
Oh my God. I can't believe I didn't get that. I'm a little slow. How about me at the ice bar? I did the same thing with the Shotsky. We'll talk about that in that episode, but I'm a little slow when it comes to this kind of thing.
It's people. Okay. And then Vivi has a duet, which is...
No, she's a solo.
Oh, that's what I meant. Sorry. Bumblebee, but really it's This Little Girl Is Now. And yeah, that's about it. Okay. So we open the show and we go right to the studio and we see the girls in other classes. They're, you know, dancing. We see tap. So they actually can all tap, which we don't know really from the show. And we hear for the first time, "Let's go, girls." Then everyone walks into the studio and the girls do this like little cute walk run. They're like, and like they're all smiling and cute. And they go and they sit down. And Vivi clearly did not get the socks are forbidden in the studio.
Or
street
how
style
about,
memo.
How about clothes? She had not only right. had socks on, she had clothes on for
She's
God's sakes.
In street style. So Vivi is street
Kathy
style.
Kathy probably liked that outfit and just wanted it to be shown on TV.
100%.
Why would you go into dance class with your clothes on?
And she stole one of my t-shirts because it had a little rose on
oh,
it.
Oh yes, of course. I stole one of those this episode too.
Oh, we'll discuss it.
Yeah. Yeah. But you still had a few on too, bitch.
Oh my God. Yes, I did. And so Kathy's in there. I think, Kathy was in Pyramid last time because she was really excited, but Kathy is wearing this ruffled, it looks like a ruffled Victorian queen.
That thing was ugly.
But it was sort of psychedelic.
It was like, I didn't understand how the ruffles were a little too much for the pattern.
Yes. And then the belt.
And then a necklace. She had a necklace, I think, on too.
She did not.
I think so.
It was very Peggy Bundy, Married with Children.
It was a bit much.
It was a lot.
It was a bit much. Yes.
And then we get straight to the flashback where Abby's going through Pyramid. And in that flashback, Abby tells the girls that, you know, two of your mothers did not like the costumes, and she tells them that this cannot happen again because the girls are in charge of us. And the girls yes. are looking at her like, huh? You know, yeah. She's like, that cannot happen again. And oh my God, you see Holly standing next to Kathy. Remember how I talked about
yeah.
this last week?
Yeah.
Holly looks like she is 25
Giant.
Feet tall.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's probably one of the reasons why they switched us out, because it like, I don't know if Kathy looks like a little like hobbit, or if Holly looks like a giant, but it's not working. I do believe I'm wearing my first crafty t-shirt of the episode, which of the episode.
We've definitely seen those in the last ones.
13 seconds later, in under 30 seconds, you see a second crafty t-shirt of mine.
Yes.
And I'm sitting and I'm giving an interview, whatever. And I just have to say that interview, I don't think I say anything important except, oh yes, I do. What I say is that something about Abby wanting to blame us, that we opened our mouth about the costumes and that's why they lost.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, that's why.
For sure.
But I wanted to point out that the lighting on in me in that room
oh
is
my
so
God.
Good. It's good lighting.
Oh, you would notice that.
No, because our light was always such shit
yeah.
and you could
yeah,
see like into our pores.
Lighting. Yeah.
And here it was good lighting. And I was like, oh my God, could you imagine? No wonder why the Kardashians bring their own ring lights everywhere. Because it makes a huge difference. Huge, huge,
huge.
Huge. So then Abby tells us that we are doing, actually, first, I think she talks about we're doing an acrobatics routine.
Oh, how about she gives us a definition the of Webster's, acrobatics?
Yes, the Webster's.
Okay, but wait a minute. Okay, I know it. It's the art form of using your flexibility in your legs and back to execute slow, controlled movements. Because Brooke had to know that, because every time Brooke went somewhere, Abby would be like, and what's the definition of an acrobatic?
So you didn't just read that from a cue card?
No, Brooke, I'm serious, had to know that.
Oh, okay. But yes. It felt like Abby was reading that from like notes when she said it.
No, she knows that for sure. Okay.
Well,
I know she knows that because
the Webster dictionary version.
Yes. But she always made Brooke say it. It's things in my way.
You're going to suck your duck. Mm-hmm. And then she goes on to tell us that Brooke is the ringer because she's an amazing acrobat, even though Maddie's at the top of the pyramid. And actually, Abby goes on to say nice things about Brooke.
I know. Was that amazing or
what? It was amazing.
I should record that little bit and like play it for myself on bad days because it was like amazing.
It was amazing.
It was amazing that Abby said she was amazing.
Yeah, it really was. Then we see you. Oh. And we need to talk about that scarf.
Oh, be quiet.
You look like an octopus. Or you know those crab blankets that everybody cuts the ends and you tie?
Yeah, yeah. Shut up. You're so mean. It's better than your freaking homemade tulle top.
And then we go to an interview with you.
Oh, wait, I want to talk about your jean skirt you had on.
Oh, I know. Go ahead.
Did you borrow that from Jill?
I did. I drove to her house and I'm like, listen, I know you're not going to be on the show.
I don't think I ever saw. I remember you being in a jean skirt.
I know exactly what jean skirt that is. I had it in two colors. I had it in a dark wash and a light wash.
Oh my God.
I was wearing my jean. It was like from the Gap. And it was like a little column jean skirt.
Okay.
I know. I was wearing a jean skirt. There's actually promo pictures of me that like the professional photographer took for the show. And I'm wearing that jean skirt.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I'd like to go back and have a chat with 2011 Christy and be like, listen, let's not do that.
Yeah.
So then we see you in an interview and you have on
that
a doubloon necklace.
It's
like pirate doubloons.
What was with me in necklaces?
I don't know.
And like hanging shit from them.
You were trying to point down to your cleavage.
Look there. What's not there? Maybe I was trying to just distract from there.
I don't know. But
like, don't look at my cleavage. Look at my necklace because there's no cleavage existing.
So this, instead of it being a statement necklace, I feel like this was a, I don't know. Like a protest necklace or something. You were like screaming. It looked like pirate doubloons.
Yeah, it was not good.
It was aggressive. That was a very aggressive necklace.
I still have that. I don't know. I'm saving it for some reason. I don't know. You never know. I might need it for something.
Costume.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
And you're shocked that the week that we're doing an acro routine, that Brooke is not at the top.
Okay, but that's wrong. I don't know. They had to tell me to go down there and complain about it because I know that the pyramid is for the week before.
But I wondered if we didn't realize that yet because this pyramid was new to us at this point.
Yeah,
really.
I don't know. But
and then
that makes no sense. That whole thing made no sense.
Very confused about that. And I was like, maybe we didn't get it.
I don't know.
And then you do say that
either that or I do say though that they used to tell us to go down there, so it would not have been my choice to go down there into the room. So,
well, yes,
I'm calling that their mistake.
Okay, and then you say that both girls are good at acro, and Abby tells us that Paige and Nia are going to tumble. And then we see Holly, the newscaster. She looks totally like a newscaster on that background with her little jacket. And she tells us that she basically predicts the entire 200 plus episodes of the show because she says that Maddie is at the top and Nia's at the bottom. And it's foreshadowing. And then Abby goes on to tell us that Vivi has a solo, but she finds a way to insult Vivi when she assigns the solo because she goes, Vivi is new and doesn't understand terminology, so I'm going to work with you privately for a solo. you're working with her privately no matter what. But she wanted everyone to know that Phoebe doesn't know terminology.
Yeah, I agree with that. But she also says that she's going to work with Vivi because with on the privates, because if the check clears.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. That's coming up. But first, we have to mention that Melissa is wearing a snake shirt in Pyramid.
Yes, she is.
She has a snake shirt on. And then we see Kathy in an interview, and she says that she is so excited about Vivi having a solo, and she wants her in all the solos, all the title competitions, because she wants Vivi to be like me.
Yeah.
She's like, I want Vivi to be just like me.
Yeah. But it's us that are living through our kids, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And so we go to leave the room. And if you watch, and I had to actually rewind it because it made me laugh. I almost run you over to the room.
I didn't notice that.
Run you over. Yeah. I'm like, okay, bye. And so then we all leave. And then they show us upstairs. And I have to say, I'm pointing this out. If you've watched the show for all the seasons, you would know this, but we definitely know this. When they have us sitting up there and we're talking and we're watching the girls rehearse, we're not facing Studio A. We're sitting and facing Studio C. So what are we watching?
I know. Well, because I think we were watching Studio A, and she made us switch because the girls kept looking at us.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think she made us switch because... Okay.
Well, I was like, why are we sitting and watching Studio C? Because it almost looks like it's reverse. I mean, it is reverse, but everyone's so used to us being on the other side.
Yeah.
And then we get to an Abby interview, and we have a very monumental moment in Dance Moms, because we see Abby's very first headband.
Oh, for God's sakes. It will definitely not be the last.
No, it's not even the last in this episode. So let's drink on headbands. Drink.
Okay. Oh, I'm starting to melt. I gotta drink faster.
Well, drink faster. Abby's first headband. And then Kathy, oh, Holly is up there. We're all talking, of course, about Pyramid. Holly informs us it's not the Egyptian era, so we shouldn't have a pyramid. And then we, for the very first time, get that stupid question that we really can't answer. If we don't like it, why do we stay? And Melissa's chirps right in because she's a great choreographer. And then I go on to say that Abby is missing the mother gene. And then Kathy tells us all about being a dance teacher, what she does in her dance studio, blah, 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 blah. And I asked her, she's like, well, I understand where Abby's coming from. And I said, do you ever say that if you had a child, you have to feed them like a fish? Because Abby used to say that.
A fish bowl, yeah.
She used to say,
drop some fish.
She said, the only way I could have a child is if it was in a fish tank and I could just sprinkle some food in and leave.
Yeah. Yeah. And Kat, go ahead.
Oh, Kat. I'm going to say it. Kathy says, she used to say, the kid, there should be a kid's kettle.
That's just terrible.
I was like,
okay, Kathy.
And then I thought about it. I'm like, so wait, you want a place that you can drop your kids off in the day? I'm like, isn't that daycare? But do you want them in a cage?
Yeah. I'm thinking there's a cage involved if it's a kennel. If she's calling it a kennel.
I could not believe she said kid, there should be a kid kennel. I literally like,
maybe it's a dance teacher thing. Like maybe they just don't get parenting or something.
I don't
know. They have a different idea of parenting than
maybe
non-dance teachers do.
I don't know. If you're a dance teacher, let us know. I would love to know if you think kids belong in a kennel. I cannot. So then all of a sudden we're back and we're on the other side. Like we flipped, we're on the other side, and Clara magically appears from the kennel.
Yes. Does Clara have on ballet shoes?
Yes. She has on little ballet slippers.
I thought those.
Yeah. Good eye. Good eye. So Clara appears. I got her out of the kennel. She's wearing little ballet slippers. And then Melissa shows up with a cake. With candles, because it's Kathy's birthday. Okay,
what I want to know is, how did she even know it was Kathy's birthday?
Well, yeah, because they didn't even go to lunch yet.
Yeah, like, I mean, we just met the lady, like, the day before or something.
I feel like Kathy's the type of person to announce that it's her birthday. It's my birthday.
I didn't know.
I didn't either.
Did she announce it to you? Mm-mm. Yeah, but so Melissa not only brings a cake, but she brings a present too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she sure does.
My favorite thing of the whole episode was you saying, I had a baby. Like, a baby. Like a real baby. I
know. Like a baby.
Like a real baby you had. And she didn't even get you a car.
She didn't either. I remember that because I guess there is some shit going down between us at that point. And at that point, she was like on her gift buying like spree for everyone in the studio. Everyone would get gifts from Melissa, like Louis Vuitton wallets and blah, blah, like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
No, you didn't. But everybody was getting gifts and I had a baby. She didn't give me a card.
I just love the way you said it though. I had a baby, like a real baby. Like we thought it was pretend.
Oh God. I actually had that in my notes because I'm still pissed about it. And I said, I was going to tell that story. And then I realized I said it on air. I'm still a bitter bitch. Oh God. And then we hear from Melissa that she wants to bond with Kathy because Kathy seems sweet and genuine. And that's how just she like her. Is. Yeah. And I kid you not, my husband does not care about Dance Moms, would never like say a thing. He hates it. Never has like a bitchy comment, but he walked into my office when I was watching it just as that clip came up and he goes, why is her eye twitching? So her eye was twitching when she said that. And then you go on to say you're not surprised that she wants to be friends because she has a really easy time making them but a hard time keeping them. And then I chime in that she uses people, but in the background I'm feeding Claire a birthday cake and she's like,
yeah, she was enjoying that cake.
She
for
was
sure.
Like a baby bird. Like her mouth was open so big. And when I say that in that interview, I'm wearing this necklace. I just can't get past all the clothes. There's a heart on this necklace that's this big.
We were horrible dressers. I don't know what we were thinking.
That heart was like, it was literally the size of an actual heart. It was horrible.
So you were trying to like fill the void of the heart in your chest. Well, like I was trying to show off my cleavage.
Correct. Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
And then you tell us that Acro's Brooke's forte and that you were saying it was bullshit that she wasn't at the top of the pyramid. Maddie's at the top and Melissa's getting nervous. She's like, well, Maddie's not in the front of the dance. She's in the second row. And then they show it. And actually Maddie is next to Brooke. She wasn't in the second row. Which was funny. And then for the very first time on Dance Moms, we see a mom tell us, you, that you're going to go down and have a chat with Abby. So you're our trailblazer. You're the one who paved the way.
Lucky me. And that I'm guaranteeing you that was not my choice.
But here's the thing. And this is what I tell everyone about the show. When you're on a reality show, you could be thinking something in your head and the audience never knows what you're thinking. So you have to say it out loud so that they know what the storyline is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, were you mad about that? I mean, at the time you could have been, you know, I don't know if you remember, but we're not going to know you're mad or how you feel about it unless you have that conversation. So clearly you had to have that conversation. Yes. So we get a shot of you talking about how you're still scared of Abby. You were scared of her growing up and you were wearing a fabulous Cinco de Mayo shirt. You should wear that for the next Cinco de Mayo party. What it has wood on? Beads on. It's orange.
Oh, that orange one. Yeah. I still have that too. I actually like that shirt. It looks good when you're tan.
Yeah. And your eyes were really blue, but I think it's that light. It's that damn light in that room. I'm telling you, it's the best light we've ever had.
We need to get some more of that.
I know. And you walk out and I'm looking at your octopus shirt. And then you go in and you call Abby out of the studio. But here is a moment because it's not that day. The kids are all in different clothes. When you say, Abby, I want to talk to you.
And we go to Studio B.
Yeah.
To talk.
Yeah, you're not talking in front of the kids there.
Yeah, we are not in the studio where they're practicing. We go in a totally different room.
Right, but when they show the kids, they're in totally different clothes. And I'm like, uh-oh, somebody made a mistake.
Yeah.
Well, it's an editing mistake.
Yeah.
So you ask about the pyramid, and Abby tells us that Brooke is brooding and miserable.
Yeah, she's a brooding teenager. I should nip it in the butt and force her to go to dance class.
I know, but wait, before we get to that, you talk shit on Chloe.
No, I know. And
you bitch.
And here's what I have to say about that. We always discuss that.
Yes. No, Chloe is not like a gymnast or an acrobat.
And I wanted to say that because I did sound like a real,
oh, I don't care,
brat saying that. But me, you and I, and everybody up there, we always used to, I mean, everybody had their own little forte that they had. And like, we all knew like Chloe wasn't a gymnast. Maddie wasn't a gymnast. Brooke was never a tapper, you know, like everybody had their own little thing. So to people in the audience, they were probably like, wow, that was really mean of Kelly to say that. But I think between you and I,
no, it's not a big deal, but it was funny to watch. And I'm like, it was, bitch. I'm like, well, that's a felony. You drink.
I said the same thing.
All you right. drink. That's I'll a drink felony.
For that. It was a felony, but not really.
Okay. And then you say that Brooke always pulls it off on stage, and Abby goes like this.
Yeah.
Play the tap number.
Yeah. But because, like I just said, she's not the tapper in the group.
Yeah. And then you go on to tell us that Brooke used to be the favorite. And then you say that she's a teenager and changing. And that's when she tells you to nip it in the bud and don't allow her to change.
Yeah. God forbid. Like maybe I should get her the little cage and have her be in the kennel at the dance studio. Yeah. So she can't ever leave.
Yeah. And then she goes on to tell this, to say that Brooke has a gift, but then she tells you that you settled. How do you feel about that?
She tells me I have a nice house, mm-hmm. a great husband, but I settled.
You settled.
Like
you settled.
How did I settle? Like I have three beautiful children. I was married, happy, like.
Yeah, but you settled.
Like what did I settle?
And then she says that you were beautiful and talented until you were 12.
Then what happened? to me? I need to get back to when I was 12 so I could be beautiful again.
And then she goes, you say Brooke wants to be a cheerleader like our friends. And she goes, what, you're going to let her shake her pom-poms to pay for free
college?
For a guy to go to free college, not even Brooke.
Oh.
For a boy to go to college for free. And then she says, Brooke wants to be professional. Cirque du Soleil doesn't hire cheerleaders.
I thought that was a pretty funny line, though.
It was funny.
That was pretty funny.
That was funny. And then you say that Abby's crazy.
She is crazy.
And that you've moved on and you have a family and all she has is an empty studio.
She does. She does. Like she has nothing to go home to. So how did I settle?
I know.
You know, I have a husband and a family to go home to. And what does she have? When everybody leaves the studio, what does she have to go
home
to?
An empty studio.
A dog. Oh, she had her dog.
Yes.
But
speaking of, then we go to your house and we see your house for the first time outside and we see Buddy.
I know.
Buddy
and Josh. They both make their star appearances.
Yes, we see Buddy and Josh. And then Brooke and Paige are sitting in their interview. What do you want to say?
Brooke is sitting at the counter eating dinner.
Oh, is she?
I think she's eating out of like a serving bowl.
Stop. I didn't notice.
I'm like, like it's like a salad or something, but it's out of like a serving bowl. I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
I wish somebody would have attacked you on social media for not having a plate.
Yeah.
Just like my generic jelly.
Yes. Well, nobody caught that, but I
didn't catch that.
It's like That's a big yellow bowl.
Oh, and so Brooke and Paige do an interview where they are so miserable looking.
They're always miserable. Terrible.
They're miserable. And that Brooke knows that you screwed up.
Yeah, because Abby tells her all the time, don't be like your mother. Don't be like your mother. Don't quit dance. Don't like enjoy your life.
So you screwed up. And then we see Brooke laying in bed. And this scene, I went back and rewatched it at least three times. Are there leotards covering her?
Yeah, she's holding her dance clothes. She's supposed to have them on her body.
Oh.
Instead, she's holding them.
And she's eating a sucker.
Having a lollipop.
A lollipop.
And
she's like, I don't want to get up. Yes. And then you're leaving. She goes, I don't care.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm leaving without you. She's like, please leave, mom.
Yeah, she's like, I don't care.
Yeah,
and then she's like, it's boring. And she wants to go to the mall. And when you quit, you went to the mall too, but it didn't really serve you in your life.
No.
And you make her go and we see you in your minivan.
I know. How about I still have that minivan?
Kelly.
I don't get rid of anything. So if anybody owns a car dealership out there, I could use a good deal on a new vehicle because when I got divorced, I did not get a vehicle. I have my 25-year-old minivan.
And you used to have, I don't even know where you found it. You found a clothes rack that fit in the back on the holders that she had, like you would open the back of the minivan and there would be a clothes rack in the back.
Yeah. I did. It worked good.
You had all kinds of crazy shit on that rack. Mm-hmm. Hold on. I need to eat my cherry. Hold on. Delicious. Okay. Mm-mm-mm. Then we see Vivi rehearsing for a solo and we hear that Kathy is having lunch with Melissa. And as she's rehearsing, Abby tells us that Vivi is dancing at a 5 or 6 year old level and needs to dance at a 7, 8, or 9. Vivi is 6. I want to point that out.
Yeah.
She's not 7, 8, or 9. She's 6. So she's right on target.
Yes. But Abby thinks that they should be dancing. Like,
right. Well, she thinks that they should be hot.
Yes. And sexy.
Not sexy.
Sassy.
And then she goes on to say, hold on, I'm refilling my drink, that Vivi needs to be more independent. Now, keep in mind, I just said Vivi is 6 and she needs to be more independent.
How about how happy she is that,
Kathy's
going to lunch.
Yeah. And they go to lunch at Church Brew Works, which is a really cool place in Pittsburgh. I'm mad that we never got to go there.
That is in my notes. Like they get to go to Church Brewery Works and we get to go to like Mohans.
Yes. They like, went to a nice place.
Yes. We didn't get to go anywhere nice.
So Church Brew Works is this old church that they actually converted into like a restaurant and they brew beer on the altar. It would have been perfect for us.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely not them.
No. And then you see Kathy in her interview and she's wearing a knockoff Van Cleef & Arpels necklace. I just want to point that out because it's true. I know it is. She's not wearing a $7,000 necklace. I know she's not. So that's a knockoff.
I would hope not at the dance shoot.
No. Well, it's her interview, but still.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Kathy is sitting there and she's asking all about our husbands. Okay. And Melissa starts literally twitching.
First of all, why does Kathy want to know about her husbands?
I know.
She doesn't know anything about us.
I know. And she wants to know about our husbands.
Yet. So why is she asking about our husbands?
No idea. But Melissa starts really talking fast. And then Kathy says, how are your girls with the divorce? And she's like, are they okay? And she's like, mm-hmm. Literally.
She just she'll discuss our husbands and all of our problems, but doesn't want to discuss hers.
And then we cut to Kathy again. Kelly, I don't know if you noticed this, but in her interview, Kathy has Christmas tinsel in her hair.
No, you know what? I didn't notice it, but I remember that.
She had tinsel.
Yes. Almost like how you get the highlights in your hair.
Yes.
It was extensions. They put in foil. Yeah. I remember it.
Yes. It was like somebody gold leafed her hair pieces. Yeah. I've never seen it before. I've never seen it since.
I remember it when she had it at the studio.
I don't.
Yes,
when I saw
do.
That, I was like, is her hair sparkly?
Yes.
And then it was.
Yes.
And she goes on, after I was distracted from the Christmas tinsel, that she knows that Melissa's living with a man that pays for dance because she heard it from us. And I'm like, oh, I never told her that. Did you?
I never told her that either.
Mm-mm. And then
it was
then,
probably Abby.
Yeah, exactly.
Because who would say he pays for dance other than Abby?
Yeah,
because Abby's the only one that cares who pays for the dance bill.
Yeah.
I would have had a lot of other things to say. I wouldn't have been saying who was paying the dance bill.
No, I could have cared less.
Yes.
And Kathy asked Melissa if she's close with the moms, and she's like, no, she's not. Melissa answers no, but Kathy is shoving a chip in her mouth.
I know. Kathy was definitely eating with her mouth full. But how about Melissa said that she's not real close with us and that you can't trust us? Meanwhile, like if we talked to Melissa, we were her best friends.
I know. She loves us like a sister.
Yes.
And then Kathy goes on to say that she's going to befriend Melissa because Melissa controls the privates and she might need a favor, which I want to point out. I do want to point this out because this is one of those behind the scenes thing that we always used to get shit about. And I do want to point that out. Everyone would say, if you don't like it, why didn't you get more privates? We tried.
Yeah, we couldn't get them.
We couldn't get them because Melissa was the one scheduling them.
Yes.
Like, Chloe had a standing
we
private.
We tried.
One teacher for years.
Even when you had a standing private, they were eliminated.
She would take it.
Yep.
Chloe had the standing private for like 3 years. And then I went back that year and it was gone. Maddie had it. Melissa gave it to Maddie. And I was like, she has a private every day.
Yep.
So there's a little BTS juice for you. So it wasn't me just like complaining. That was a fact. So you couldn't get them.
Yeah.
And then Kathy goes on to say that she wants to be Melissa's friends, but she's really busy with her own life, doesn't have time to talk about a divorce. And she's glad that her life is happy and she's not going through a divorce. And then they walk out and they have
matching shirts.
Disco ball shirts.
I did notice that.
Disco balls.
Oh, yes. Like, Melissa had a lot of disco ball shirts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do I get all the shit for the disco balls?
I don't know. She's had it on a few times in the last few episodes.
Oh my God.
I don't like that stuff.
No, you never
I'm not
did.
A disco ball fan now.
No, I did. I wore that a lot. Then we go to the studio, girls are rehearsing. You're late. And then they come in and your kids are not in trouble.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. Can I just say, if you know me as a person, I am never late for things. I'm a very prompt person.
Are you?
Don't look at me that way. Yes, I'm always on time. I was late because my kids get out of school. I don't know if they know that, but our kids went to normal
school. Full-time school, yeah.
Yeah, so they were at school from till 3:30. I had to pick them up at school at 3:30, and then we would normally eat in the car. On the drive to dance.
Do your homework in the car, change in the car.
And do all that and be at the studio by 4:00. And I live 20 minutes away. Well, it's hard to be on time when you have 4 cameramen, 2 sound men, and producers at your house waiting to film your daughter saying she doesn't want to go to dance class. That's why I was late for dance class.
Got it. Which makes sense. Like, I know that, but yes. So you're late,
but people don't know that.
No,
like,
no.
I just think we show up late and that's not the case. It's that we were filming something different. That's why
Correct.
We were late.
Correct. And then, just you and I are upstairs and we're talking about how Brooke didn't want to come to dance. And then you tell me that, Kathy and Melissa went to lunch. And then Holly arrives early and we see William. William like skitters to the
background. I didn't notice William.
Yeah, William was in the background.
I didn't see him.
So we saw William. So we saw two brothers in this episode.
Now, one thing that people don't know is we comment that Holly got there early. Holly was still working at that time. So a lot of times Holly didn't show up. Like, we were there filming and Holly wasn't there. Like,
so she had to come late because she
So that's why we that's why we said she got there early, because normally she didn't get there that early.
Correct. And then Melissa arrives and she starts talking to us about lunch, but I cannot look anywhere but my face because I have the ultimate resting bitch face during this scene. Like, I have a resting bitch face most of the time, but I look like I want to murder someone, which I don't know why I look like that, because I could care less if they went to lunch.
Yeah. Well, how about me? I act like I didn't know they went to lunch.
Oh, did
like,
you?
Like, I was sitting there with just you, and I'm like, oh, Melissa and Kathy went to lunch. And then Melissa comes in and says, oh, Kathy and I went to lunch. And I'm like, oh, did you? I didn't know that. I was just talking about it 5 minutes ago.
Oh, that's interesting. What did you talk about? But then we see you and you say, you don't trust Melissa because you've caught her lying so many times and it's hard to be friends with a liar.
Sorry. I don't like people that lie. I have to say that.
Yeah. And then you ask Melissa what she said about you and she goes, nothing.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts, tees, and my personal favorite, easy breezy, beautiful, and cute summer dresses. I also wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like their premium European dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. So I just bought this washable silk dress from Quince that had this print that I saw actually on a high-end couture dress that I was dying for. And luckily, or just surprisingly, I was searching through the Quince website and I saw the dress and I was like, oh, I cannot believe it's almost the exact same print. Plus, it was washable silk and the price point was unbelievable. So now every time I wear this dress, I feel like I'm wearing a couture gown that was very affordable. In fact, it was not even $100. So you can have the same if you go to Quince. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/bar for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/bar to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bar.
I know it was like she like ate the canary, man. It was like it was like she was guilty there. She was definitely talking about me.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
but I was talking about your husband.
Yeah. Which, and then she gets so uncomfortable during that conversation. And I think you bring up the fact that you said, did you bring up anything about your situation or whatever?
Yeah. She shut me down really fast.
I'm not talking about it.
We're not talking about that.
Yeah. I'm not talking about it. And I'm just a bitch. Like in the next scene, I'm like a total and utter bitch. I'm like, you're talking about our husbands, but if I'm going to talk about anybody, it's going to be your household, you know? So bitch again, first three episodes, don't know why anyone would like me. Cause so far I've just been a nasty bitch.
I've been a bitch too. Wow.
Yeah. And then Abby tells us that we're going to a competition. And when you're near a big city, like New Jersey is a state. New Jersey, or New York.
Where were we? Voorhees.
Voorhees.
A crazy name.
Yeah. And then she goes on to say, or New York. So I have a story actually about Abby and New York. So before the show, it was the year that we went as a dance company to New York. And we went to see Legally Blonde on Broadway as part of the company. Remember, like,
yeah.
Paige had her little pink dress. Chloe had a little pink dress. Paige had a little dog that was matching. Yeah. It was so cute. They were the cutest. And I was actually with a different dance mom. And we took one of those, what are they called? Like the pedicabs.
You were cheating on me with someone else?
I cheated on you. I'm
so sorry. Nice.
Well, actually, I think she might have cheated on her husband that week because she was in a room with one of the dance dads.
There we go.
So it wasn't you. Okay. Somebody else. Okay. But we were in one of those little pedicabs and we were chewing gum. Like I had gum in my mouth or something, whatever, you know, like okay. I'm out in New York and we get out at the theater and we're getting out of the pedicab and Abby, for some reason, is standing there. And again, this is like the kids are five maybe. And I said hello to her and she started screaming at me on the street that this isn't Jersey to spit out my gum.
You're only allowed to chew gum in Jersey.
I guess so. I didn't know it was like only a state thing.
Oh my.
She yelled at me to spit out my gum because this is the big city and I'm not in Jersey anymore.
Gosh.
Can you stand it? And then the girls are practicing and they look fucking miserable. And she goes, did you come to dance or to play? And I'm like, they don't look like they're playing. Well,
she yells at Brooke because she keeps looking up at me.
I know.
And then she tells her Brooke's slowing down the group. Mm-mm-mm. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
I know.
Brooke could have did that dance with her eyes, learned that dance with her eyes closed.
Brooke did that dance when she was three.
Yeah.
Let's be
like,
honest.
So like, how can you say Brooke's bringing the group down or whatever? But, and the other thing that I say to you that Brooke is bored dancing with younger kids, but I don't think what people understand, like that weren't from our studio. Brooke used to dance, like Brooke was 13, but she used to dance up like with the older girls. I mean, she was in dances with seniors and stuff. Like when she did,
Where have all the children gone?
And then the acro dance, like whatever, I can't even remember what they're called.
Oh yeah, but, I know what you mean.
The one with the icicle costume, snowflake thing.
Yeah.
Like she was dancing with seniors and now she's dancing with like Mackenzie that's six.
Yes.
And everybody else is 8 and 9.
Yes.
So like.
She's hanging out with her little sister's friends. Like that's not fun.
Yes. 7 days a week.
Right.
Like, all weekend, every day. So like, that's why I said Brooke was bored with dance.
Well, I didn't even think about it because I know that, but
people don't realize that. They probably thought that that was Brooke's group. And it was not. When the show started, Brooke left her group of her age kids and the older kids down. And danced down with these
girls. And Mackenzie danced up. And the other core four,
that was their regular group.
So that made sense.
Yeah.
And then we see Abby and she is wearing her second headband of the episode.
Yay! What color was this one? Was it silver?
It was black. It was a different black though.
Lovely.
Yes. And then, Kelly, we have two fashion felonies happening at the same time. It's you and me.
Oh, we both had them shirts on with the...
No. You had that shirt on. I had the worst dress on that I've ever seen in real life. I don't know why I was wearing
that. Oh, yes, I remember that.
Why was I wearing that? that.
I think it might have been like one of your maternity dresses or something that you pulled out of the cupboard. Maybe I carried
it over. So yes, first of all, it was everything about it was bad. It was like crushed velvet.
Even like the way you were sitting in it. It was like you were just like a slug. You looked like a slug. Sorry.
It was down to my knee. Everything about that dress was offensive. So the fashion police needed to walk in right there and give me a felony because I had one and it was
horrible. That was a felony. Yes. For
that dress. So no, I don't still own that dress because you own everything. I don't have that one.
No, that's good.
It was terrible.
That was good.
Oh, and you stole one of my t-shirts.
I know.
You had
wonder where I got that from.
At TJ Maxx.
No, I think I actually bought that at Target.
Oh, sorry, Target. And then almost immediately we see the third headband. It's white, drink.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Oh, shut up. You have never, ever opposed a drink in your life. Stop it.
Oh, it's not the drink. It's the headbands I'm talking about. Okay. No, I never oppose a drink, girlfriend. This little ducky though keeps getting in my way.
You need to take him out. Put him next to you. Do you need a refill? Should we pause?
No, I'm good.
Okay. And then we hear for the first time that Brooke's hip hurts. And you two talk, you and Brooke, and then you're going to take her to the chiropractor. She comes upstairs and she's upset. And you guys are talking and Clara's up there and she's like, you guys are having this intimate conversation, like, because she's hurt. Brooke is literally hurt. And Clara's like grabbing the back of Brooke's leg, hitting you. Like her shoes are off, her little ponies are in.
Cute little Clara.
Clara was so just part of our world. Yeah. Brooke's like crying and like Clara's climbing up her back.
It didn't even phase her.
Nobody knows. And Clara's just like, pay attention to me.
Yeah.
And you say that dancers dance through injuries. And which is true, they do all the time, you know. And then we go to Kathy's house, okay?
And the exploded lunchbox,
the exploded applesauce.
Like, why did we need to see that?
Well, I kind of felt like the applesauce exploding might have been foreshadowing of candy apples.
Candy apple, yeah. But I don't know. It was just kind of like I think we could have eliminated that, but whatever.
Yeah. And Vivi is standing at the dance counter or at the kitchen counter doing something. And Kathy's like, your foot is sickled. And she's being super aggressive and trying to like shove her foot back into place. And then she gives us an interview bite where she says that with the proper etiquette and appearance, Vivi will grow up to be a proper lady like her.
Maybe we could even get her some tinsel.
Yeah, Christmas tree tinsel. And Vivi doesn't want to do a solo. And we see Kathy in an interview and she's talking about it. And Kathy looks like a straight up flamenco dancer emoji. And she says that Vivi not wanting to do a solo could be just as traumatizing as a kid who pees their pants.
Yes. And a kid who goes off of the stage forgetting their dance.
Because that's the worst thing that could ever happen.
Okay, but I think that's what put it into the producer's mind for the next episode. Like, let's have someone forget their dance next episode because Kathy, the dance teacher, said that is the worst thing to ever happen in the world. And just someone's pointing that out for next episode. Let's not forget that.
So then we see you guys at the chiropractor. He asks Brooke a bunch of questions.
Well, how about they're like, this is my first. I decided to take Brooke to the chiropractor for the first time. Meanwhile, like we were there all the time. He was like our normal chiropractor.
I was like, I think that's a chiropractor you took me to.
Yeah. Like he was right across the street. Like,
Yeah. But he goes on to tell us that really Brooke's injury is pretty serious and she shouldn't dance. And you look at him and you go, we have to.
like what would you have done in that situation?
Oh, no, you have to.
I mean, Brooke's hips hurt. Like every day.
Yeah. Like you have
when you do contortion and bend yourself in half for 7 hours a day, 7 days a week, your back and your hips are going to hurt.
Sure. Of course.
So you just can't decide what, like the day that you're the leader of the group, not
that you're not going to dance. You're like, no, we have to. And also, as you get older, you're not as flexible. So it's not shocking that when Brooke's going through puberty, her hip hurts.
Yeah.
You know, like you just naturally aren't as flexible.
Yeah.
And so then we cut to, we're leaving for competition. The bus pulls into the parking lot, all the things. And then we see Melissa running and she's leaving her kids. She's making sure she's on the bus, but not the dancers.
Well, she knows that they won't leave without her.
Yeah.
About them, that's for sure. But how about me? I'm on
the
bus.
Okay, wait. Do not, because don't let me get there.
Okay.
Okay. So we're all on the bus and Abby's like, we're ready to go. And I'm looking, I'm like, well, I don't see me. Am I there? Are you trying to leave without me?
Yeah, we wouldn't leave without Melissa's kids, but we sure as hell would leave without you.
And then you deliver what could be the greatest line ever spoken on reality television.
Are you talking about how I know the bus driver?
Hey, Steve.
I know you. You drove the bus at Wine Fest.
You drove the bus at Wine Fest.
Oh, God. I knew him from somewhere. Oh, shit. Be quiet. You're just jealous you weren't at Wine Fest with me.
I cheated on you in New York. You bitch. You went to Wine Fest without me?
Yes, and I met Steve before you. Aren't you jealous? Aren't you jealous?
I cannot explain to you how that line has impacted my life.
Gosh.
That is where the gold in these episodes lay, because I never in a million years would have remembered that.
Yeah, I would. I didn't.
That was the funniest thing I have ever heard. Mm. Oh my God. I could barely breathe. I could barely breathe when I played it 12 times minimum.
I'm glad I amused you.
Oh my God. And then we hear for the first time, bus driver! Because she didn't scream it last time. She did say
something last time, but yeah, she's whining this time. Yeah, yeah.
And then we see the kids on the bus and they're really cute. And
But wait a minute. When Abby's like telling the bus driver, if you look at Abby, she's sitting in the seat across from Melissa. But Abby's legs are across the aisleway. And I think her feet are on Melissa's seat.
Is she rubbing her feet?
I don't know. The chair's blocking it, but her feet, even if she isn't rubbing it, have you ever smelled Abby's shoes?
No.
Okay.
No.
Let me just tell you, I have stayed with Abby at competitions because when we would go away and Brooke was going for a title, if Brooke was the only one going, Abby would want to stay in our room.
Sure.
Well, let me just tell you, there are times that she has had to take her tennis shoes when she takes them off and put them and seal them in a Ziploc baggie and hide them because they smell so bad that they stink up the room. Well, Melissa had those feet and shoes on her seat of the bus. No wonder Melissa's kids are the favorite because she let her smell her feet. I made her put them in Ziploc baggies and hide them in the closet of the hotel. No wonder my kid ain't on top anymore. I figured it out.
There's the answer.
I'm telling you.
Oh,
and I hope some of the older kids that
listen to this,
that went to competitions with Abby and stayed in her room, they are going to agree with me on that statement.
Oh my God. I never shared a room with her, but Holly has, which I think we talk about in one episode, which we'll get to because that's one of the better moments that we had on camera, all of us. Okay. I have to continue recapping. So please allow me to take a breath.
Okay.
So then then we see Kathy in the car with Vivi. And they're talking about the competition, but then Kathy says, is your nose stuffy? Because you sound a little nasally. Let's try to put a smile on your face. Okay. And then Vivi goes, okay. And she goes, okay. Okay. Let's stress the K. But she goes, okay.
That was ridiculous.
Oh my God.
They're like having a competition. Okay. Taking turns. Okay.
Okay.
That was ridiculous. But what I wanted to say was, the fact that Kathy got to drive.
I know, her C-class.
Yeah, but like, who the hell is she that she gets to drive? And Melissa's like, oh, it was a 6-hour drive, so she gets to drive. I didn't want to sit on a bus for 6 hours either. No,
we could have had a carpool. It would have been fun. Yeah. Although we couldn't have both drank on the carpool. I'm just saying.
No, we would have had a DD.
Yeah. Hmm. Mm. Brooke couldn't drive that time either. She wasn't old enough.
No. Oh, but I love how whenever Kathy's in her car driving, do you see they like focus in on the rhinestone?
Oh my god, I sure did. And it's not like, Swarovski,
but it's like a 3-minute thing of the episode is zooming in on Kathy's phone case.
Like, and I just want to say those rhinestones are
acrylic. Yeah, they were, it was
those bad. Were knockoffs, those were, yes, not crystals.
Yes.
And so Brooke's hip hurts on the bus, and you were wearing a Candyland necklace.
I was. My necklaces are so bad.
They're very aggressive.
And they all dangle. Yeah. They all have shit hanging. Like, what was I into back then?
And then we have Abby Hauser, MD, giving,
yes, she's giving her doctor advice. And that she has to grind her hip down. And I love that my daughter is smart enough at age 13.
She says,
I don't trust Abby's opinion.
Because Abby's like,
thank God, Brooke, I taught you something.
You did. You have to grind down the hip flexors because they catch on the bone.
Yeah.
My God. A lot was going down there.
Yes.
So then we get back to Kathy. Oh no, this is when Kathy does the okay. So she's prepping Vivi to lose, and then she's giving her the speech therapy a little bit later. Okay. That's when that happens. And then I say that it's aging me. I want to punch myself because I'm like 32 at the time.
So is that when you started getting your Botox?
Yes. No, I got my Botox a couple weeks later with you, you little bitch. And then Abby goes on to say what wins at these competitions, and she says high-end costumes. Which then we dance in catalog costumes. So, so there we have that.
Our two group ones were custom, weren't they?
In the first two.
Yeah.
Oh,
the upside down dance was definitely.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Sorry. And so then we hear that Vivi is doing the Bumblebee solo, and then people from the competition come into our dressing room. We're getting everyone ready. And they tell us that they're confused with the music. First of all, they say, are you doing my pumps? And they're like, no, we're not doing my pumps. And I'm like, my pumps. I know my pumps. That's going to come up. My pumps. Were we supposed to do my pumps in Voorhees?
I don't know either.
And Melissa is wearing a French maid shirt. It's like all these little like chiffon wafers on her shirt.
I don't remember that.
It's real quick. Oh my God. I don't think we talked about it. There is a point where Melissa is doing, hold on, is it coming up? If not, I'll talk about it at the end. Okay. So she's wearing a little French maid shirt, and Vivi solo, they say it's something rocket. And Abby's like, what do you mean rocket? It's Bumblebee. And then Abby questions Kathy, and then Kathy's answering her. And for the second time in 3 episodes, Abby goes like this.
Tilt her head. Nobody can see you.
Oh yeah. Well, the people who are watching her, she tilts her head and opens her mouth like, huh.
Okay. But how about Kathy is sitting there talking to her and completely has her back towards her, working on Vivi's makeup.
Oh, which, I didn't notice that.
Yes. She's like talking and doing Vivi's makeup and her back's towards everybody as she's talking. I'm like, you could at least like look at us when you're telling us that you are like changing your daughter's dance with.
You would
if
think.
I did that, I would have been shot.
You would have never had manners. You didn't have manners. You could have been a trailer park.
And she actually let her change that the dance.
Yeah. And Kathy just says, I changed it because of rehearsal time. And then Abby tries to change it to an independent entry. And so they're arguing about it.
I agree with Abby on that.
I actually do too.
I would have definitely changed that. Abby didn't see the dance. She didn't choreograph the dance. She didn't do the costume. I wouldn't put my name on that either.
I agree. I did agree with that. And I actually have that written down. So then they step outside, and then there's a whole Kathy telling her, trust me. And then, or Kathy telling Abby, trust me. And then Abby's like, I don't want it to compete under my name. Again, totally agree with that. She didn't see it, but why was it independent? Why wouldn't she have just listed it as a candy apple stance at that point? You know, Kathy was a dance teacher.
Because maybe I don't know how competitions work, but maybe you had to have so many dances at a studio or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And then Kathy tells us she is not a hysterical dance mom. They're over here. That's us hysterical.
That's us.
And
oh, wait a minute. She's the one that wants her daughter to be, she's like living for her daughter. Yes.
But so we're like, the hysterical dance moms. We're
the crazy ones. Yeah. Okay.
And then they argue. And then Abby tells her that she has no faith in her daughter. And then Kathy says, I've done all the things. I bribed her everything. And then Abby's like, well, you should have just told her she was doing it because you're the mommy.
Yes.
Okay. Whatever. And then Abby goes on and she allows it. And she says, but on stage, she has to have it in red and black. And she wants to see it before she dances. And then we get into a montage back and forth between Abby and Kathy that whoever edited, I would really like to give them an Emmy because it is one of the greatest back and forths I've ever seen.
I don't remember. What was so good about it?
So we see Abby and it's cutting back and forth where Kathy is outside and she's rehearsing the solo with Vivi and she's like, guns, guns, guns. And then there's a sign behind her that says, no, please, no glitter.
I saw that. I did see that. I'm like, okay, it's a dance competition.
I know.
And there's, you're not allowing glitter.
Glitter is part of our DNA.
Yes.
And then Kathy's like, shake, 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 shake. And Abby's going back and she's like, that mother is crazy. And Kathy's like, shake, shake, shake. And then she goes, we cut back to Abby and she's like, did you see how her eyelashes are glued on? They're halfway up her eyes.
And they were very bad. And I keep thinking to myself, like, she was concentrating so hard on putting Vivi's makeup on that she couldn't turn and talk to Abby about her changing her dance, but she had her eyelashes all the way up here. I'm like, oh, she needed some practice on it. She tells us we're unorganized.
I know.
And that's why she has stoners. She needs to hire a makeup artist.
Right. And then Abby goes on to talk about, she's talking shit on Vivi's bobby pins. There's silver ones. There's black ones. There's brown ones.
But that's so true. And
I know it is.
I used to, in my kids makeup bags, I would have every single color bobby pin there was. Mm-hmm. If they had a headpiece that was red, I pinned it in with a red bobby pin.
Yep.
If they had blonde hair, you know, I'd use a blonde bobby pin. I had every color bobby pin you could possibly think of.
One of the reasons, I mean, other than just the fact that we needed to power in numbers, but one of the reasons we sat next to each other is because we had the two blondes.
Yeah.
And so if I needed blonde stuff, you had blonde
like a hair
stuff.
Net and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But oh my God, that back and forth was hysterical because Abby's just like flopped on this couch and she's like talking shit on Kathy and we see Kathy back and forth. And then Kathy and Vivi are walking to stage and Kathy gives us a grand piece of life advice. If you forget what you're doing, just shake your butt.
I feel like that works good.
I feel like that could serve us well in life.
Yes.
And then Kathy is backstage with Vivi.
Like, how the hell does that happen?
I don't know. She's holding
her bag. I'm lucky I'm allowed in the dressing room. And
you're lucky you're allowed in the building.
Yes. If she's backstage.
Backstage. And not only is she backstage, but she is counting the dance out loud.
Yeah.
She's like 5, 6, 7, 8, shake.
Kick. Yeah.
Kick.
Kick.
Kick. Kick. And then Vivi does the infamous, like that shimmy forward walk that Brooke, that's every time move. I see Brooke does it. Still to this day, Brooke will do
because
it.
Because of Vivi. Yeah.
Brooke will do it for me. Uh-huh. And then Vivi comes off stage and Kathy said, you just had one little boo-boo. And then
it's okay.
And Abby tells her she needs to cut those apron strings. So something else that happens in this episode that's really weird is that we get to see Vivi's award before the group award and she gets 7th and then they call her up. And they ask her who her dance teacher is.
Oh, that was hysterical.
I know. Kathy Jean Nesbitt Stein.
Abby was so mad.
And then what's the name of your dance studio? And we hear for the first time on national TV, the word
candy apples.
Drink. Just drink. That's just drink worthy.
Okay. Mine is not a frosé anymore. It's just rosé wine.
I've had like 4 refills. You're still on your first. It's like, It's like going back to episode one.
That's because you have a good upside-down martini. I love those.
I know. You'll have to make one next time. So Kathy actually looks nervous in the audience. And then she does go outside and she apologizes to Abby. And Abby tells us the only thing she has in this world is her name. True.
Yeah.
And then... Kathy starts dancing and doing a montage of let's move on.
Oh, yes. Abby's looking at her. I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, Kathy, just walk away.
And then she's just like, moving on up to the deluxe apartment in the sky.
That was hysterical.
Oh my God. And then she comes in the dressing room and tells us that she's leaving early.
Oh my God, I think I wanted to kill her then. Because you know me, I'm not a morning person.
No.
And I got up at 6 o'clock. Melissa said it was 5. I thought it was 6, but whatever. To go and watch her child. And she leaves before our kids are even
dancing
on stage.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was very rude. That was very rude.
She didn't want to support us. But something that's like one of those background things is Chloe and Maddie are wearing a duet costume. So they did a duet.
I didn't know
that episode that I think they end up doing later, but it didn't air. But I was like, oh, they're wearing a duet costume, like that little green and purple thing. So there's like my Hawkeyes there. And then Abby says she basically says it's bullshit that Kathy's leaving, which I agreed with. So that's two times in one episode. I agreed with Abby. Drink. Yeah. That's a drinking moment.
That's like a beer bong kind of moment.
Or a shot ski.
Something.
Okay. Sorry. And then we see you and Brooke yells at you, and then she starts crying, I felt bad.
Well, she's yelling at me because I was trying to, like,
I know,
ask her what was wrong. And then I guess I upset her, so she cried. And Brooke never cries.
No, Brooke does not cry. But I think, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, like, I have no doubt that Brooke's hip hurt. I don't. I'm sure it hurt terribly. But what I think people don't realize is at this point, this was super new to us. We had no idea what this was like. We weren't really going to a new competition every single weekend, like on the show.
Learning a dance in three days.
Yeah. I think that the kids were like overwhelmed.
They were under so much pressure.
Yeah. I think they were just like, holy shit. And I do think that Brooke had friends that were going out, and she's 13. And I think all of it just got to her. I do.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. I don't think it was 100%. If I thought it was her hip was that bad, I would not have let her dance.
No,
I mean, I am
not
that kind of mother that I think a stupid dance competition is more important than her health. I agree with you 100%. It was, she wanted to be with her friends.
Yep.
And she wasn't allowed. She was under a lot of pressure doing everything, and her hip hurt.
Yeah. I do think that, like, I think it was hard for everyone to realize what this was becoming. And the schedule was grueling, which one day we'll talk about the schedule.
And Brooke was also in middle school.
Yes.
Which was a lot more difficult than being in elementary school than going to full time. And Brooke was in all advanced classes.
Brooke is a very smart girl. She's a very good student.
Yeah.
She graduated in 3 years, for God's sakes.
College. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just a lot of pressure.
There was a lot going on, which is why I think that it's important to say that, because I think people just watch things at face value, but you really have to think about everything else that's playing into these things.
I just don't want people to think that it was like,
oh, that you made her dance on it.
Cause that was not the fact.
No, I mean, I can 100% like back you up. Never. You wouldn't be able to, like.
And I'll say this up when we get to the point, but I have something else to add to that.
All right. So then we see the acro dance, and I thought it was really good. I thought there were parts that, like, timing was bad and everything, but whatever. They're little. They're learning. Like, they're just learning.
I said last week how the camera was terrible during the dance. It was much better this week.
Yes. I was
the only thing
that.
They missed was Brooke, but at the very end when she did her handstand twist.
I mean, you saw it. It was close.
You saw the end of it, but that was probably the best move in the whole dance, and they didn't show that.
Yeah. So she did really, really, really great. And I think also, too, that was the first time because honestly, Party, Party, Party didn't showcase the girls. Electricity's fine. But that was really the first time you started to, like, as a viewer, know that these girls are really good dancers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, they can do it. And P.S. Chloe did not mess up the acro dance. I'd like to say that, you little bitch. Okay.
I didn't say she was going to mess it up.
I know. You just said she sucked. So whatever.
No.
So Brooke.
Oh my God. I did not.
Oh my God, Kelly. I am clearly joking. I mean, it's been 11 years. I'm really over it.
Good.
Okay. I love this episode because I kept my big fat mouth shut. I loved it. Abby goes on to compliment the girls. Great.
Yes. Then
you see before the awards, you see the girls dancing on stage and having fun.
Well, that was what I wanted to say is whenever they came off the stage and then they went up for awards, you can see, and that this is what made me think that it wasn't just Brooke's hip. When you watch it and the dance is over and Brooke comes off stage, it's like a weight is just lifted off of her. Like when you watch, she's tense that whole episode. And at the very end, once the dance is over and they got through it, it's like she just has like a weight lifted off her shoulder and she's like, thank God it's over.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that was really the first time that Brooke had a featured role because episode one, the trio was like, you know, the whole big story. Mm-hmm. Episode two, Chloe and Maddie both did solos and like Brooke was in the group, but this was the first time that she was like had that weight.
Yeah.
And also I think a lot of times when I ask Chloe about the show, she's kind of, and Paige probably is similar. And I know that, like, I would assume Nia and Maddie and Mackenzie, they're kind of a little bit oblivious that they didn't quite realize the scope of it because they were young and they're just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
Where Brooke probably kind of realized like, oh, there's cameras and people are going to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, the other ones are just like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, they didn't care. They didn't know.
Yeah.
And then we do get a judge's award.
That was exciting.
It was exciting.
How about it was called Extra Special Something?
Oh.
That was the name of the award. That was
Kelly,
pretty lame name of an award.
We are an extra special something.
We are. We didn't get a reward.
No, I would like a t-shirt that says that. Extra Special Something.
Let's drink to that.
Okay, cheers. Okay.
And how about we got... almost a perfect score, they said.
I know. We got an elite gold and we won. And then they asked Chloe on stage, who's your dance teacher? And she said, Miss Abby, which she probably would have gotten in trouble for not saying Abby Lee Miller.
Yeah.
And then he said, are you really all best friends? And she said, of course. And I loved
that. I thought that was cute. Yeah.
It was so cute. And then Brooke says that... She says that she thinks we pulled it off because we got first place. And she then talked about, she didn't know if she had more fun with us or she would have had more fun at home because she missed two parties and she doesn't know what
didn't get to go to the mall. Yeah.
And didn't get to go to the mall. So she doesn't know what was going on at the party. So she can't say if it was more fun here or at the parties. And I thought for the first time, like mother, like daughter.
Yes.
Yes. And then, we're all really proud. And then we get back on the bus and Chloe is wearing one of the infamous airbrush sweatpants that we all had.
How about mine? We're wearing pajama pants.
Oh, were they? Oh,
I'm like, Brooke was wearing purple pajama pants. I'm
on
like,
stage while she was being interviewed.
Yeah. And on the bus, leaving the competition. I'm like, oh my.
And then we get the clip of Abby where she is telling us that it's great they won. Great they won. But she needs to knock them down a peg and keep them humble.
Yes. God forbid. We wouldn't want them to have any like
self-confidence, self-esteem.
Yes.
She needs them to knock it down a peg. It's her job to knock them down a peg and keep them humble.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. Like that was the entire episode. So for me, and she did go on to say, there's always someone better.
Always.
Always. And so for me, for this cocktail scale of this episode, this was an easy one for me. I barely said anything. I loved it.
Ugh,
so how many cocktails did it take you to get through this episode?
What do you say? Three?
Was it a three? If this was a three, what the hell is get your finger out of my face?
How many is it out of? I don't even know.
You can have as many as you want.
Oh, I, for the finger in the face, I might need to have like a whole vat full.
Yeah, you do need a vat. I need a vat and I wasn't even in the fight.
All right, I'll say two.
Two. Okay. Well, last week with me on the porch, it was like 2.5 to 3. So a two.
Yeah,
I would say. These are pretty low-key.
Yeah, two, three.
All right. So for me, it was like, I don't even know if I needed a cocktail. I could have had a Sprite.
Well, that's a joke. We know that ain't happening. Maybe a Sprite with vodka in it or something. Who do you think you're talking to?
Oh my God. So I have to interject this because we're going to get to the close in a minute. There was a scene where Melissa's in an interview and she's wearing this pink t-shirt top. But do you remember back in the 80s when we used to make those, like those flowers? Eventually we made them out of like tissue paper, but back in the 80s, we made them out of Kleenex. Like yeah. Those flowers.
Yeah.
Melissa has a t-shirt on that looks like somebody made all the Kleenex flowers. She has a Kleenex flower t-shirt on. It does not look like tissue paper. It looks like Kleenex.
Gosh. I just still can't get over your jean skirt.
Oh my God. So would you wear it again? What did you, I liked your black outfit at competition. You had black pants and black shirt.
Yeah. Liked it? I love that outfit.
So would you wear that again?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What else?
I have worn it again.
Oh, look at you.
I wore that whenever we all got together.
At Jill's,
yeah.
You did wear that.
Well, I wore the shirt. I didn't wear the same
thing. I remember.
I did wear that shirt. Yeah.
Oh my God, look at you. You're so eco-friendly. You're rewearing
clothes. I'm telling you, I wear shit all the time.
So you would wear that. What about your Target tool top?
No.
What about your doubloon necklace?
None of them necklaces would I wear. I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay, I don't know if there's anything. Oh, your octopus t-shirt.
I don't know.
Your scarf.
I don't know.
Kelly, I'm going to be your friend and say no. Don't wear that.
Fine. I would wear that orange shirt.
Yeah.
With the wood stuff on it.
You should wear that to Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
You wear that to Cinco de Mayo. We eat some guac. It'll all be great.
Okay. What about you, bitch?
Well, actually... At the competition, I had on a white, like lacy shirt kind of thing and a black skirt. I would probably wear those two things again, but not the shoes. I had some really gross shoes on. You didn't really see that, but I was like, oh, that's cute. Why I didn't wear separates more often, I'm not sure. Like I was really leaning heavily into the dress look, but I did
because it was easy to just throw it on. You didn't have to like, yeah, I agree with that. I wore dresses all the time too.
All the time. None of the tulle t-shirts, that's a no. And that black and white unfortunate thing, I feel like
that was bad. I think that might be
that was a felony.
That was a felony for sure.
That was the bottom of the pyramid for the entire episode for sure. I think your black outfit with the pants and the shirt, that might have been the outfit that was top of the pyramid for all of us.
You got
to the top of the pyramid. Brooke didn't get there, but
but I did.
So how many felonies or misdemeanors did you have?
Oh, what did I have? I had two. What was the second one? I had me talking, saying Chloe didn't do gymnastics. And no, I'm not.
I know.
I said Chloe didn't do gymnastics and I did another one. I think it was a clothes thing.
Was it the
necklace? Second necklace.
The second one? I thought the first one was bad. The doubloons.
Yes.
Oh God. My felony. Well, the dress, was a felony for sure. That was,
I think
felony.
Your jean skirt was a misdemeanor.
My jean skirt was a misdemeanor. I was getting there. My jean skirt was a misdemeanor. And did I have any other ones? I was really low key. So I'm into it. No, I think that's it. All right. So, somebody recommended on, I think they DM'd me or put a question that they think that each episode we should choose our favorite line from the episode.
Oh God, you should have gave me some notice for this. I don't know.
I thought I did.
No.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what my favorite line is.
Go ahead. You tell me yours.
Hey, Steve. I know you from.
You drove the best.
My best.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one. All right. That was funny.
That might be my favorite one in a long time. That one's going to be hard to beat.
All right. Oh. Since you picked that one, I guess I have to pick a different one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say that.
I mean, you can pick the same one.
No, that's no fun. I'll say that Brooke wanted to be a professional performer, but Cirque du Soleil doesn't hire cheerleaders.
That's a good one too. That was a funny one. Oh God. Okay. So I guess the last thing that we'll do is I'm going to read a question from a fan and then we'll take some additional ones on the after show. Let me look. So I try to always do these on my Instagram. So if you follow me on Instagram, and I don't know, there's no really rhyme or reason when I do it, but if you,
I'm going to try to start doing it on mine. I'm just very, I'm not very good at Instagram and stuff. So I'm learning. So I'll try to put
You'll get there.
So if I do it, you guys better answer me because I'm learning.
Okay. So let's see. A lot of people are confusing this episode where the episode that Brooke actually goes and auditions or tries out for cheerleading. So a lot of the questions are a little bit wrong, but Rebecca_Lee_B says, was Kathy on the show to set the scenes for the rivalry between the ALDC and Candy Apples? No, they loved Kathy.
Yeah. I think she was on just to be like us.
Right.
But and this gets into like our after show and talking. Yeah. But the show was in the beginning was supposed to be different parent and daughter from different dance studios. We weren't all supposed to be from the same dance studio.
Right.
But somehow we ended up that way. And we'll talk about that in our after show one day.
Sure. And also Kathy lived a really far, like she was far from the rest of us and it was a hard filming schedule, which we'll talk about. Yeah. But I have a bunch of questions that we're going to answer on the after show. And if there's anything that you guys would like to see us do each week, let us know. I thought this was a really fun episode. I think we're getting into the episodes that we don't know that much. I don't want to watch the next one. The next one is one of my low moments of Dance Mom. So I'm going to, that'll be at least like a 5 cocktail minimum, I'm sure. Anything else, Kel? Is there anything else we want to say?
I don't think so.
Just thank you for all the love and support and excitement. You guys are the absolute best. And I'm glad that you only want us to be your aunts and not your moms because we can't afford all of you.
That's for sure.
All right. Well, have a great week. We will see you next time. Don't do anything that Kelly wouldn't do. Bye.
Very nice. Goodbye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.